This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. Like many cities in Northeast Ohio, Barberton, often called the Magic City, is facing issues of population loss, job loss, and financial difficulty. While it is a city rich in civic pride, those challenges are playing a role in next week's Democratic mayoral primary. Whoever wins will have to bring together a city divided. From a pickup truck that serves as a parade float, a hopeful anthem blares. Barberton Mayor William Judge runs alongside, shaking hands with Labor Day parade watchers on Worcester Road as he campaigns for a third term. The music behind him dates back to the early 80s, a time when the late William J. Judge was mayor. The city is different for his son.
You know, we're operating like we're 60, 70,000 residents. We're 27,000. The loss of B&W is forcing us to reorganize internally.
B&W is Babcock and Wilcox. The company is leaving Barberton after 113 years, taking several hundred jobs and more than $1 million in income taxes to Akron's East End. The loss is a blow to a city that does not want to think its best days are behind it.
Like, we have a lot of magic pride here, a lot. And to live in this city, I don't think people understand until they actually live here.
That's Carla Debevic. She's running against Judge to lead the city where she grew up. In a stylish red dress and colorful heels, she projects an image more refined than this blue-collar, working-class town. That's one thing that bothers her.
The perception from other communities of what our citizens are like.
You got it!
I've always been raised that I can't sit around and complain. If I want to see a change, I have to be active in initiating that change.
That comes in part from Debevic's father, Randy Hart, who is the longest-serving mayor in Barberton history, having held the office from 1993 to 2008.
How does it make you feel to have her be in this race?
Well, I'm awfully proud of her. She's worked hard. She's been on council for 8 years and chair of finance. And that's one of the tougher committees to be on. She's done an excellent job, and she's ready.
Ready to face challenges in a city that has plenty. The job losses are reducing the city's revenue. Flooding has been a persistent problem, damaging a number of homes in June. The opioid crisis has been felt here, too. Sharon Schimpf is watching the parade with a curly-haired toddler who's in her custody because of a parent's addiction.
Somebody needs to do something. It's sad. These kids that are coming from these parents, it just breaks my heart.
Three-quarters of Barberton students are economically disadvantaged, according to data from the State Education Department.
The community is kind of, you know, separated with incomes.
That's Marcel Harris, who's lived here 16 years. He sits in a folding chair on West Lake Avenue, catching the parade's end. He's watched as the city has struggled, including dealing with a budget shortfall earlier this year of $4 million.
We laid off, I believe, a couple of firefighters and a couple of police officers. I know the city has problems with drugs and crime, and we put back on the firefighters kind of before the police officers. But if we could just look into, you know, where we really need to spend our money and how it's going to improve our community, I think it would be better.
Tom Brankle wants to see improvements, too. He's lived in Barberton for 7 of his 8 decades and says houses are overcrowded and need to be inspected.
It's not being done, and too many people are taking advantage of it, not taking care of their properties.
What's not getting done has brought another candidate into the primary as well.
I want to go down as being the greatest mayor that the city of Barberton ever had.
Steve Brookins has no previous experience in elected office, but he says his background in business and sports, he was known as the Green Hornet in pro wrestling, is training enough. He's running as a Democrat, but Brookins voted Republican in the 2016 primary.
The only reason I changed the parties was because I believed in what Donald Trump had to say. And I did not like the Democratic Party back then. And when I decided to run for mayor back for Barberton, Barberton has always been a Democratic town.
According to the community newspaper, the Barberton Herald, the city's last Republican mayor left office in 1993. 20 of the city's 32 mayors since 1892 have been Democrats, and it's certain the next mayor will be too. No other candidate is on the ballot in November, so whoever wins the primary will take the reins of a city that could use a little magic. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.